Chisholm is running for his fourth term. He's gained national attention for leading two John Doe investigations into friends and political colleagues of Scott Walker and of the governor himself. The Wisconsin Supreme Court halted the second investigation into allegations of illegal campaign finance coordination, but Chisholm rejects the claim that the probe was excessive.
My position has always been that at the end of the day, citizens are best served by a government that isn't influenced by disguised, hidden, large amounts of money that come from unknown sources, but very wealthy sources. And that's introduced something into politics that I think is very harmful.
Chisholm's opponent, Verona Swanigan, is a criminal defense attorney. She says from what she can tell, Chisholm took the second Doe probe too far.
You know why I believe he did? Because the one thing I have to base it off of is what the Wisconsin Supreme Court said. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I did read their 300-some-odd page opinion, and it basically said that he didn't even have probable cause for half of the people that he went after.
A conservative group targeted in John Doe 2 is spending money on ads attacking Chisholm, but Swanigan says she didn't know of the group's leader, Eric O'Keefe, until recently. Swanigan contends she'd be tougher on crime than the incumbent DA. She says she's a conservative Democrat, not a Republican. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.
And I'm Laurel White in Madison, where Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan faces a primary challenge from longtime Kenosha County District Attorney Bob Jambois. Ozan was the first African-American district attorney in Wisconsin's history when he was appointed to the position by then-Governor Jim Doyle in 2010. He ran unopposed in 2012. This year, in his first ever challenged election for the seat, he's armed with a slew of high-profile endorsements. He outlined them during a candidate forum in Madison this week.
City of Madison Mayor Paul Soglin, Dane County Executive Joe Parisi, Wisconsin Senator Fred Risser, Wisconsin Senator Mark Miller, Wisconsin Representative Melissa Sargent.
Opponent Bob Jambois is flying in the face of that establishment support. A former Kenosha County District Attorney, Jambois says Ozan is falling down on the job when it comes to leadership and office management. Here's how he describes his first days working in Ozan's office as an assistant district attorney in 2015.
The Dane County District Attorney's office was demoralized. It was dysfunctional, and it was disorganized.
Jambois also points to a large number of attorneys leaving the office as proof of that dysfunction. Ozan pushes back, saying those departures are due to poor funding levels.
Realize when people leave our office, they get an increase in pay, $20,000 to $30,000, and less work.
Aside from the back and forth on work environment, the candidates largely agree on policy issues. They both support expanding restorative justice programs and providing more early intervention services to children living in poverty. There's no Republican candidate in the race, so whoever wins the Democratic primary on August 9th will serve a four-year term as Dane County District Attorney. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.